Thank you for giving me a minute today to share a little bit of my story with you. I'll start with when the elders invited me to serve with them. My reaction, initial reaction, was surprised and intimidated by the prospect of it. I really had mixed emotions around it. I had feelings of inadequacy, that they had made a mistake in picking me, but also a strong desire to step up for my community in this way. I think when I summarized it to my husband Daniel, I said, "I'm scared, but I really want to do this." Trying to put words to that fear, I think I was afraid that I'm not enough. There's a lot of things that I think I'm not, but I'll summarize it with that. But as I prayed and processed through it, I felt like God was calling out my fear, that fear should not be the basis of my decision, and that it wasn't about me being enough. He's enough. During that time, Brandon had a conversation with me about his and Becca's transition, which he had started to process with the existing elder board. Like many of you, when I heard the news, I had a mixture of different feelings. Sad that their time leading is ending. Resistant to change, probably better said as fear of change or of the unknown. And as I've processed more through it, I'll add to that list, excited for the new work that God is calling the Cooks into and for the new season that he's shepherding LBCF into. But even with all the different feelings that I had about the news of the transition, it didn't actually change the growing conviction in me that I should say yes to serving as an elder. So, even before I knew that the 2020 theme for our community is saying yes, I was saying yes to serve as an elder. During the short time that I've been serving as an elder so far, I've gotten to see, even more than I sometimes see on Sunday mornings, all the people who hold and care for this community. The elders, the pastoral lead team, the whole staff, each of you who give of your time on Sunday mornings or in cadres, all of us really. For me, this community is truly a picture of God's love and provision. You know, sometimes on Sunday mornings, after we've started worshiping, I look around the room at all the faces. Some that I've known for years, some that I haven't met yet, and everything in between. And no matter how I'm feeling that morning, it puts a smile on my face. And let me tell you, for an introvert, being surrounded by a group of people putting a smile on my face is kind of a big deal. But I love this community, and I'm glad and grateful to be a part of it. So, my ask of you during this transition and throughout 2020 is say yes. Say yes to stepping over fear. Say yes to pressing into community. Whatever that looks like for you, whether you've been here 30 years or 30 minutes. And say yes to the hope and expectancy of the new things God is doing in our midst. So more specifically about the transition, LBCF is enrolling a consultant and L. Moore and Associates to help us through the transition. And they'll be sending out a survey in a couple of weeks on March 8th, and that will be available for 2 weeks. So please share your voice, give your input on the survey, and feel free to share any thoughts or questions that you have with any of the elders or anyone on the lead team. And thank you again for this chance to share this morning.